archiving.
Well, it's true, and I think that's the way a lot of stuff gets out there. You know, we certainly couldn't have afforded or didn't have the network to buy this stuff. So Ken Friedman was a huge inspiration to me, the kind of Catholic notion of freeform radio, the idea that you could take...
WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, hands-on community radio for Greene and Columbia counties and beyond.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know about that.
We have 18 known listeners. Sometimes it's more than that.
Ellen, I just got word from the ratings group that we are the number one rated show on this station.
Who said?
Well, I kind of made that up.
We are the number one. You mean we get more listeners than anyone else?
Yeah, that's all it could mean, right?
Well, they're driving around in their cars.
That's why
going,
it's good to be on the drive
going
time
to work,
slot. Yeah.
Coming home.
Yeah.
You know, I listen to WGXC in the morning. I listen to Democracy Now.
Yeah.
And then I listen to Lincoln Mayorga.
Oh, yeah.
And then I just, you know, when I'm in the car, like you said, I just flip the channels now and then, and it's amazing, you know.
Yeah. It is. And keep us going here, folks. You know, we're making a new kind of constant request that you become sustaining members. Because it makes it a lot, our supporting members, it makes it a lot easier and will take the pressure off all these pledge drives we have to do. So if you can, yeah, as low as I, you know, I went on the site, Ellen, because I'm going to, instead of giving each pledge drive, I'm going to do like you're doing, give monthly.
Well, you know, it's kind of painless.
It's totally painless.
It works through your credit card.
Right.
you have a chance at any time to change the amount you're giving every month, I believe.
Right. And it's as low as $5 a month. I mean, who can't afford that these days? It's a cup of coffee if you go to these fancy coffee places.
Tune in to all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County, every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music pick and talking about her hot topics of the week until 11 a.m. At 1 p.m., every Sunday, DJ Neva Wartell is live with music for the masses from Catskill, with sounds from around the world. At 4 p.m. every Sunday, Carlene Murphy and Azuka Legba are live with the Lile Latan version of the WGXC Afternoon Show until 6 p.m. And every Sunday night, Tony Fallon is live with the Irish Show at 8 p.m. on the radio from Acre on 90.7 WGXC.
Are you tired of your flying saucer always breaking down on your way to Mars? Wish you could get more bang for your whoopee at the gas pump? Well, here at Flying Saucer Mart, we have the perfect flying saucer for you. It goes as fast as light. It comes in a variety of colors and only costs you 75 whoopee. Come down to 375 Bionic Ave in Pluto City and fly home with a new used flying saucer today.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of John Mason of Chatham, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to Transmission Arts Programming, WGXC, 90.7 FM. Grabbable, handleable, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Brendan J. Lyons and Rebecca F. Ward report in the Times Union that on November 10th, a federal judge in Albany issued a temporary injunction stopping New York's Office of Cannabis Management from issuing retail licenses in five regions of the state. The lawsuit, brought by a company whose application to operate a marijuana store failed to qualify because it lacked, and I quote, a significant New York State presence, end quote. U.S. District Senior Judge Gary L. Sharp blocked issuing cannabis licenses in the Finger Lakes, Central New York, Western New York, Mid-Hudson, and Brooklyn. Officials have been expected to begin retail cannabis sales in New York before the year ends. The ruling comes because Verisite New York One, Incorporated, whose owner has a past marijuana conviction from Michigan, though his company is incorporated in New York, was determined to not have, and I quote, a significant New York State presence, end quote. The lawsuit is based on the Doormat Commerce Clause of the U.S. Constitution that, and I quote, prevents states from adopting protectionist measures and thus preserves a national market for goods and services, end quote. Judge wrote in his decision that, and I quote, the balance here tips in favor of Verisite, given that OCM has not begun issuing licenses and will not begin issuing licenses until, at the earliest, November 21st. Additionally, all of the defendant's arguments are undercut to some degree by the fact that Verisite only seeks to enjoin the application process in 5 of the 14 geographical regions, and defendants could proceed with the licensing process in the other 8 regions, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Kate Lisa reports for New York State of Politics that the Conservative and Working Families parties both saw double-digit increases in support in this fall's elections, receiving more than enough votes to secure their ballot lines in New York through 2024. The Working Families Party got around 250,000 votes, with outstanding absentee ballots still to be counted, compared to fewer than 115,000 4 years ago. Sharon Cromwell, deputy state director of the Working Families Party, said, and I quote, "We smashed our ballot line goal," end quote. The Conservative Party received more than 305,000 votes this election, a more than 20% increase since the last midterm elections. State Conservative Party Chair Gerald Kosser said on November 10th, and I quote, "This right now, this is our highest vote since 1998, end quote. Leaders from both parties continue to complain about how tough Democrats and Republicans have made it for any other party to survive in New York. Cromwell said, and I quote, "We should be constantly looking at our election laws and make sure that we are crafting them in a way that bring more people in, give more people choice, right? And not ways to make it harder for people to vote or limit people's options," end quote. Read the full story at New York State of Politics. Andre Emeco reports for Porcupine Soup that a wildfire burned 13 acres of woods and brush in Cairo on November 10th. The Cairo Hose Company responded along with other firefighters from Round Top, East Durham, Oak Hill, Durham, Greenville, Kistatone, Leeds, and Freehold to the blaze near 371 Roosevelt Avenue. One fire was treated on the scene for heat exhaustion, but no one else was hurt and no structures caught fire. You can read the full story at Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Alaa Abdel Fattah and Egypt's climate of repression at COP27. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. United Nations delegates have gathered for 2 weeks in the exclusive Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, seeking consensus on tackling catastrophic climate change. Unfortunately, this crucial summit, known as COP27 for the 27th Conference of Parties to the United Nations Climate Change Convention, is being hosted by Egypt, one of the world's most repressive governments. Its autocratic ruler, Abd Fattah al-Sisi, was a general when the Egyptian army refused to suppress the January 2011 Arab Spring mass uprising centered in Cairo's Tahrir Square. After the Egyptian people overthrew the long-standing U.S.-backed dictator Hosni Mubarak, they held elections and formed a popular government. That didn't last long. A 2013 military coup followed by a sham election put al-Sisi in power. He enjoys full support from the U.S. government despite being more repressive than Mubarak. An example of al-Sisi's brutality is the imprisonment of 40-year-old writer and organizer Alaa Abdel Fattah. Alaa, who holds joint Egyptian-British citizenship, has been in prison for most of the last 10 years, targeted for eloquently advocating for democracy and liberation. Alaa was key during the Arab Spring, inspiring people with his words and creating free speech tools on the Internet. In the violent Egyptian police state with pervasive surveillance and omnipresent secret police, though, advocating for freedom is a crime. Desperate after a decade of arbitrary and abusive detention, Alaa Abdel Fattah began a hunger strike over 220 days ago. On November 6, as COP27 opened and world leaders descended on Sharm el-Sheikh, Alaa escalated his fast, refusing water as well. Without immediate international intervention, Alaa will likely die before the final gavel drops on COP27. Alaa's mother, Leila Swaif, has been waiting every day outside the prison where her son is locked up, demanding proof he's still alive. A mathematics professor, she's a renowned human rights activist herself. On Thursday, she was told her son had received an unexplained medical intervention. Human Rights Watch has warned Egypt against, quote, imposing cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment, and that hunger striking is a political act, unquote. Alaa's lawyer was informed that he could visit Alaa, but upon arriving at the prison gate, was denied entry. Alaa's two sisters, Mona and Sana, staged a sit-in at the British Foreign Office in London, calling on the government of newly installed Prime Minister Rishi Sunak to intervene on Alaa's behalf and to bring him to the UK. Sunak, who is attending COP27, wrote to the family, quote, "I will continue to stress to President Sisi the importance that we attach to the swift resolution of Alaa's case and an end to his unacceptable treatment," unquote. Sana, 28, is now at COP27 and has helped bring human rights front and center onto the climate justice agenda. Sana, who has spent 3 years in prison herself, has been threatened with arrest. President Biden has enormous leverage over the Egyptian government and is attending COP27. 56 U.S. Congress members have urged him to demand Alaa's release. While campaigning in 2020, Biden actually tweeted in support of other imprisoned Egyptian dissidents, writing, "Arresting, torturing, and exiling activists or threatening their families is unacceptable. No more blank checks for Trump's favorite dictator," Biden said. Instead of fist-bumping the U.S.-backed dictator al-Sisi the way he did with the autocratic head of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, Biden should demand the immediate release of Alaa and all other political prisoners. Leila Swaif wrote to Biden and other world leaders attending COP27, "If Alaa dies, you too will have blood on your hands," unquote. Ultimately, the climate catastrophe is not going to be solved by nations, especially by those run by dictators. It'll be solved by a vibrant and engaged global citizenry, inspired to urgent action. In 2019, Mada Masr, one of Egypt's last remaining independent news organizations, published a piece by Alaa addressing the climate. It also appears in Alaa's new book, You Have Not Yet Been Defeated. He writes, "The crisis, for certain, is not a crisis of awareness, but of surrendering to the inevitability of inequality. If the only thing that unites us is the threat, then every person or group will move to defend their interests. But if we meet around a hope in a better future, a future where we put an end to all forms of inequality, this global awareness will be transformed into positive energy. Hope here is a necessary action. Our rosy dreams will probably not come to pass. But if we leave ourselves to our nightmares, we'll be killed by fear before the floods arrive," Alaa writes. Alaa Abd El Fattah should be attending COP27, addressing world leaders, not on the edge of death in an Egyptian prison. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
And now here is your WGXE weather update. Your forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, rain and possibly a thunderstorm before noon, with temperatures falling to around 55 degrees by 5 p.m. Saturday night, a slight chance of showers after 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 40 degrees. And on Sunday, a slight chance of showers before 1 p.m., partly sunny with a temperature high near 49 degrees. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 30 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXE, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration, but most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
Right, so then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
In LA, some restriction apply.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11.
Some restrictions apply.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support
of Nora E. Edelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to Transmission Art and Experimental Sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Next, we tune in the latest episode of the I Have Seen Niagara radio theater show from G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer. The show airs Saturday mornings on the WGXC Morning Show between 9 and 10 a.m. and every early Wednesday night just after midnight.
Here in Niagara Falls, the stories may intersect with the intricacy of a spider's web, or they may churn and rush to fill any space with ooze and ichor, where demons and shadows may maliciously cavort, or they may instead work innocuous jobs at the marina. Our previous stories have brought us here, but here may be a place stories and tales and yarns and tellings are ripped to shreds, where they displace, where they cyclically fade away into mist or emerge soft and pink from the charnel ovens. Each droplet of the falls reflects a corner of the mind. As a story may be different when you are observing it from a scenic overlook, or if it is thick and viscous and poured over your body, or if you are thrown into a barrel and set adrift over the rushing cliffs of narrative closure and suspenseful catharsis. Prologues and epilogues nipping at your arms, a sea of content rushing into your open veins. Now, we delve in between the words and sentences, to where stories cannot go, to where tone and form are leaking and cracked, where the soft belly of temporal clarity is necrotic and obsessed, where the mouth of our narrative foams and forms a great sky cataract, rushing and pouring and pooling and eddying, until only sound itself may be our house, our canyon, our looming and tumescent sky. Lost among the detritus of our details, peeled back until the pullback is back around and pulling, we turn the jewel-hardened sputum of our Niagara and let it catch our light in its facets. We shall spend a special series of moments now, perversely investigating the mystical, unspeakable, and unspoken layers evident in our textures, the tales within our tales, beyond language, beyond reason. Beyond the Western Door.
Dance, 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 dance. beyond the western door. Transplanted pieces were tattooed the letters of the alphabet, so that when a communication was to be made, either of the persons, though the wide Atlantic might roll between them, had only to prick his arm with a magnetic needle, and straight away, his friend received intimation that the telegraph was at work. Whatever letter he pricked upon his own arm pained the same letter on the arm of his correspondent.
Casso's child, Hawk reads a book, Bugle Angel, engage with the inner material, color in yet another sheet of scribbling, clear, peacock, body, small box, both hands, dying neck, or cod, throw, play the bugle, sea lion, violin player, bamboo strip, mournful face of the rotten boy, kissing the spider web's chair, hold a spherical object, woman of the flame, point at the skull, kissing the angel, put on fangs, and come forward, hold the neck skin, insert buttock stick, chin with beard, goes chick, bird bulge, low. Rhinoceros ribbon on a pig. Understanding of the bugle player's feathers and a comical movement. A thickened kind of space. Do not move. Just engage. Flying shadow. Back bugle angel. Relax the shoulders. Order of sea lion. Blackout.
Even a dead Roman horseman would negotiate with more skill than you.
What are you gonna do?
Come here.
All right. Sure you are. Come
on. Feel that foot.
Remedial work continued with all deliberate speed through the fall of 1978 in an attempt to complete the trenching, drainage tiling, and clay capping of the southern end before the spring thaw of 1979. Remedial work continued from dawn to dusk, rain, snow, or shine throughout the fall. The containment plan called for capping the entire site with thousands of tons of clay, and dump trucks began to bring it into the site in a continuous caravan day after day for weeks. The clay capping was gradually built up on the southern section of the canal. Eventually, it would be extended over the remedial containment trenching and the entire dump site, and then tapered and seeded it so as to appear as a site below. Eventually, the clay capping on the southern section of the site was as high as the eaves of the abandoned homes in 1997 and 99th Street.
A strong effect.
You gotta try something.
I got a job at the radio station.
Oh, great, that place. It's dark and dirty and has, like, what, those three weirdos who work there?
This is Wave Farm Radio Art Fellow Karen Werner, and you're about to hear a piece produced in 2017 called Nam June's Spirit Was Speaking to Me by Aki Anda. The work was commissioned by Documenta 14's radio art series called Every Time I Hear the Sound. Here is their text about the piece. New York-based artist and composer Aki Anda has channeled the spirit of late Korean artist Nam June Pae via radio transmission. Pae is known for his association with shamanism, a practice that constantly surfaces in his works. With a portable radio in hand, Anda communicates with his spirit over long distance, collecting field recordings of cryptic broadcasts and messages on anonymous radio stations. The series of seances conducted in different cities across the globe began in Seoul in 2010 and continued in Köln, Germany in 2012, Wrocław, Poland in 2013, and Lewisburg, USA in 2014. And here are words from Aki Anda. Quote, Nam June's spirit was speaking to me occurred purely by chance. In 2010, I was spending 4 days at Nam June Pae Art Center in South Korea for a series of performances and had plenty of free time to wander. The building was packed with Pei's artwork and related material. I have always felt a close kinship with him as an artist, and so it was a great opportunity to immerse myself in his works and ephemera. It was that night I made first contact via a handheld Sony Walkman radio in a hotel room in Seoul. It was literally out of the blue. Scanning through the stations, I stumbled upon what sounded like a submerged voice, and I began to record it in fascination. I concluded this was Pae's spirit reaching out to me. These recordings became a way for me to explore the mythic form of radio and gesture back to Nam June Pae's shamanism. End quote. Here's the first iteration of Nam June's Spirit Was Speaking to Me by Aki Anda, recorded in Seoul, South Korea. The piece is approximately 21 minutes long.
Thank you. 세력들 만약 급격한 움직임이라도 있으면 이들 후퇴 죽겠다.
You just heard Nam June's Spirit Was Speaking to Me by Aki Onda, the first iteration from Seoul, South Korea, and recorded in 2010. To hear more works of radio art, please visit the Wavefarm Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration, but most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland. Right, so then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
In LA, some restrictions apply.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11.
Some restrictions apply.
Here are some discrete transmissions from Scanner on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.